Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Running towards the mercy seat, glory be to the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. This is Pastor Carlos Ramos Jr. of the Way, the Truth, and the Life Tabernacle here on Blog Talk Radio this Sunday. It's a special Sunday because some people call it Easter, and that's a pagan type of name. The name that we could call it, be called should be the Resurrection Sunday. But if we follow the Feast of Israel, it should be called the First Fruits or the Counting of the Omer. Glory be to the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. But the main thing is the world recognizes that Jesus Christ resurrected from the dead on the third day. Glory be to the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Today is a special day, you should know, because when Jesus gave his life for us and he was hanging on the cross, his last word was, "It is finished." The penalty for sin, the gift of sin, was paid for at the cross of Calvary, and you and I, we believe and accept Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior, would have eternal life. Just like he lives, we shall live also. Glory be to the Lord. The difference is we shall live in the presence of God in heaven, where those who reject the gospel will live eternally in hell in the lake of fire. Glory be to the Lord. So it's a personal choice, brothers and sisters. Today is April the 9th, 2023. It could be last Sunday here. We have an infinite expectation of the return of Jesus Christ. We call it the rapture, the taking away, catching up. Glory be to the Lord. Because the church pointed to the wrath of God, according to 1 Thessalonians 5:9. Glory be to the Lord God Almighty. Christ is going to come and take his church out before the wrath of God come upon children's disobedience and upon this earth. Glory be to the Lord. Looking back now, if you look back at when you got married, you could just look at it and say, wait a minute, when I got married, after the marriage supper, after dinner, I took my wife on the honeymoon. I didn't beat her up to have pain or suffering. And so that's why we believe in the imminent return of Jesus Christ, because Christ has appointed us to the wrath of God. So there's no way that we're going to go through a 7-year tribulation. Some people misinterpret, and some people think that the rapture will take place in the middle of the tribulation. Others think in the end of the tribulation, but we believe in the pre-wrath rapture, pre-tribulation rapture. Glory be. Pre-millennial rapture. Glory be. We're going to be going with Christ in the air, in clouds. When he comes back to this earth, the word of God tells us in Zechariah, plant his feet on Mount Olivet to bring judgment upon this earth. So the rapture takes place in the clouds, and the second coming takes place on Mount Olivet there. Glory be to God. So read scripture correctly, and see how the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ for the church, he's going to call up to the clouds. 18. Give you a little synopsis. It says, dead in Christ shall rise first, and we that remain shall be caught up together with them in the air. Paul says in Corinthians, we shall be drinking of an eye. This mortal must put on immortality. This mortal must put on incarnality. Because Jesus said it. Sin and flesh will not inherit the kingdom of God. So we have to be changed like a butterfly. It's a metamorphosis. We have to be metamorphosis. It has to be changed. Glory be to the Lord God Almighty. Let's have a word of prayer before we get into our program today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for this opportunity that we have on Blog Talk Radio to present this program, The Mysteries of the Bible, or Bible Mysteries. Lord God, we ask that you give my brothers and sisters understanding of the word, knowledge, and wisdom, Father God, and let them grow spiritually, let them grow exponentially in the relationship them know that you love them. And that love that they have from you be spread throughout the whole world, Father God. Nothing greater than your love. Nothing greater. Jesus said, love has no man that he laid down his life for another. He laid down his life for us that we may live. Glory. No longer are we slaves of sin and Satan, but we serve the living King. Glory be. Glory be. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Bible Mysteries, Sunday evening, 6 o'clock on Bible Radio. You can call us at 516-418-5944. Press number 1 to speak to us. I want to invite your family, friends, and neighbors. We're going to go to this Bible Mysteries. And remember, if you get them correct, you will receive a pamphlet of the tabernacle. Glory be to the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The patterns of worship, the Ark of the Covenant, privileges and the points of Jesus, the sacrifice of the tabernacle, and the garments of the high priest. Glory be, glory be. And it's good to have these with you in the Bible. So if you have a conversation about the tabernacle, you can look up the reference right there. Everything is given to you. Scripture of those things and learn what the tabernacle represents and why God gave it. So let's go into the Bible Mysteries. You know, Jesus gave the disciples a parable and the people, a parable of a sower. And at the end, the disciples asked him the question about the parable. Some of them did not fully understand. And he answers that when we read in the Gospel of Mark chapter, and we go into verse 11, he says, you, it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. But to them that are without, all these things are done in parables. Unto you, it has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. Paul writes in one letter that we know these things because the Spirit of God revealed them to us. The Spirit God, through the Spirit of God, revelation of these things. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let me read that again. Mark 4, verse 7. And he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. But to them that are without, all these things done in a parable. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory be. We thank you, Jesus, for this word. Thank you for glory, glory. We're going to go into our Bible mystery today. There are four that we have given for us to research. Just to separate them, but I put them all together. They're in the same chapter anyway, so it's easy that way. I pray that you pray and ask the Spirit to give revelation of these things. I'll read the key verses first, and then we're going to go into the questions. Chapter 20 of the Gospel of John, beginning at verse 1. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was seeth the stone taken away from the sepulcher. Then she runneth and to Simon Peter, to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and said unto them, they have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. Peter therefore went forth, and the other disciple, and came to the sepulchre. So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter, and came first to the sepulchre. And he stooped down and looking in, saw than any clothes lying yet when he got in. And cometh Simon Peter following him, and went into the sepulchre, and seeth the clothes lying, and the napkin that the bodies had not lined with the linen clothes, but gathered in a place by itself. Then went in also the other disciple, which came first to the sepulchre, and saw and believed. For as yet they knew not the scripture that he must rise from the dead. The disciples went away again unto their own home. But Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping, and as she wept, she stood down and looked into the sepulchre, and see two angels in the white thing, and the one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had laid. And they said unto her, why weepest thou? She said unto them, because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus said unto her, woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She supposed him to be the gardener. She said unto him, sir, if thou hast borne him, hence tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus said unto her, Mary. She turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni, which you say, master. Jesus said unto her, for I am not yet sent to my father, but go to my brother and say unto them, I am sent unto my Godfather and your Godfather, my God and your God. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I praise you, Lord God, for it. So we see the disclosure that took place at the supper. Mary came, put up the books, and they saw the stone rolled away. They went to anoint the body. If you remember, Mary, the other Mary anointed Jesus, but she came to the dinner. She cried over his feet. She dried his feet with her hair. She had pulled oil over him. And Judas had an opinion. He wanted that oil to be sold for the poor. But Jesus told her that she prepared his body for burial. And whatever this gospel was preached, what she did should also be preached. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So Mary Magdalene was at the sepulchre with the other woman, and they saw that the stone was rolled away, and she looked in the body of Jesus. She ran and told Simon Peter and John. They ran back, and they too saw the empty sepulchre. They saw the linen clothes on one side, the napkin folded on another side, told the other disciples. Actually, it says that they went to their home. Be to the Lord. Mary stood back, and she had a conversation with two angels, one angel at the feet, one angel at the head, and she also had a conversation with Jesus, whom she thought it was a gardener, and then Jesus revealed himself to her. She went back and told the disciples all that occurred. So the Bible mystery, the first one is, why the folded napkin? You know, when John and Peter went into the sepulchre, they saw the linen clothes on one side. They also saw the napkin about his head folded on the one side, apart from the linen. So why the folded napkin? There's teaching there. There's a mystery there. So You could call 516-418-5944. Press 1 to speak those. Those of you that are overseas and it's the time of day, you could also leave me a message in the chat room. And those, anyone first, they come up with the answer to the four questions. We'll receive that for pamphlet as well. Those here in America, in the Western Hemisphere, if you're able to call 516-419-44, press number 1 to speak to the host, and you will get your answer, or if you want to make testimony or comment, you're welcome to do so. Glory be with Mr. Sebastian, the mystery, Laura, the first one, why the fold of that? Glory be to the Lord, God Almighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All the it's a message there. There's a message there. That sometimes we read the Bible and the things that we read and we look them over quickly and we'll go up to the other verse and sometimes miss. Something like this, which has a very meaning and message. One thing that the Lord has taught me, which I learned, is slow. We just use slowly, carefully, and there's nothing wrong with that. Why does it say there was a folded napkin? So when you go back, you analyze the history of the napkin, you would come up with the answer as to why Jesus took time out after he resurrected, time out, and he falls on the napkin. Glory be to the Lord. There was nothing he was leaving. Don't forget, you have to look through the eyes, through the Jewish perspective. Because Jesus was Jewish, most of the time was Jewish. The area they were in was Jewish Jerusalem area. Answer, if you look back at the Jewish perspective, you come up to the answer. You don't want to be looking at questions through the Western eyes because it be difficult unless somebody already told you what it means. But the best way to get it is to study, to go back, look up the look up your Bible. The Bible describes itself. The Bible gives answers to itself. Glory be to the Lord God Almighty. And you go that way. You look up the words, the concordance. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The concordance number, the strongest of concordance number, the nightmare. George, 4636. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I'm studying, I'm reading from the King James Version. My sword Bible, it has all the words and all the concordance numbers that you need to see. So the question is, why the folded napkin? Why the folded napkin? I'm not going to give you the answer here. No, Arthur. I want you to study. That's what Paul Timothy. In Timothy, he says, study yourself, approve unto God. Our work may not be ashamed. Right, dividing the word of truth. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. And remember, we just read Mark 4:11, talking about that. Those that believe was given to the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but the don't believe the parables. So Jesus Christ gave them a revelation there. He spoke to them, and they would just look at the message of the resurrection and the napkin and the message that Jesus sent us. Very important. You have to look at the words of Jesus. So if I have them with the red words he read, the words of Jesus, will say all words that are in the Bible are very important because they are inspired by the Holy Spirit, who is God. Glory be to the Lord, God Almighty. So the first one is, why the phone? You can call 516-418-5944. Number 123 with the house. If you're in the Western Hemisphere there, glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You have to look through the eyes of a Jewish perspective at the correct answer to the questions. Glory by. For those of you that are in the hemisphere where it's nighttime now, you could always leave an answer in the room. I will look at it, and whoever first will also receive award-winning. And I'm just not giving you a pamphlet. I'm giving you a pamphlet of the tabernacle. It's something for you to carry with the Bible, something for you to look at and research, because we need that understanding of the tabernacle that Moses built, the Solomon built upon, and upon that, by hell built upon that, when the first tabernacle was destroyed by, they messed it up. They offered a pig on the altar, and the Jewish people, they had a problem because the temple was desecrated. Then the second temple was destroyed by the Romans, 70 AD. First one was destroyed by the Grecians, 583 AD, and second 70 AD, Jesus foretold that. He told the disciples when the night that he was betrayed, they looked at the temple. Jesus said, there's not going to be one turn. There's everything going to be thrown down. One of the reasons is because the stones of the tabernacle had gold around them, gold rings, and the Romans wanted the gold. So besides destroying them because there was rebellion and 65 AD by the Jewish people, the Romans just took advantage of it to destroy the temple, destroyed the ark, destroyed the temple, they destroyed Jerusalem, and they took the gold, and they took a lot of Christian and Jewish prisoners. Some of the Colosseums, some of them offered sacrifice to the lions, some of them were placed on sticks with a bird alive so they could give light to the God. It was a terrible time. Terrible time. Since then, the Jewish people don't have a temple, and they're not offering up a sacrifice because they only accept sacrifice in Jerusalem. If you offer sacrifice in your kitchen, God is not accepting that, no matter what you say. It's that he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And he helped the Israelites, then he's holding us today responsible. Glory be to the Lord. Okay, let's go on to our second one, which is verse 12. And verse 12 says, and he seeth, and see it, talking about Mary Magdalene who lived inside, and see it, angels and white sitting, the one at the head and the one at the feet, where the body. So the question is, what is the meaning of the two angels? What does it describe? What does it describe? What is the meaning of two angels there? What picture comes to your mind, you know? The meaning of the strangers there. That should be a little bit easier than the first one. So both about the old one and the New Testament, we have scriptures of the two angels and what they do. Glory be to the Lord. I encourage you to invite your families and neighbors to join us here on Talk Radio. The way to Truth and Life Tabernacle as a host. We have the Bible Mystery. You can call at 516-494-4. Press number 1 to speak with the host. Glory be to the Lord God Almighty. Or if you put something in the chat room, I check it. And if there's something there that I would answer, and I will check with the person that leaves any information in the chat. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. At this time, there isn't anyone in the chat room. Glory be. So I'll go back to the episode. There's radio 516-415-544. Press 1 to speak with the host. We encourage you to invite your friends and neighbors to join us here. Blog Talk Radio, The Way, the Truth, and the Life Tabernacle, Bible Mysteries, is today from 6 to 7 every Sunday. On Tuesday from 6 to 7, we have prayer. On Thursday from 6 to 7, we have Bible study. And we're studying, the main topic is Christianity Real. We're going to be looking at part on Thursday, some scriptures that will be given on Thursday, and it's going to help us along to understand, is Christianity real? Glory be. There's three major religions out there: Christianity, Judaism, and Islam. And we have to ask ourselves, what's the difference between all three? Well, the difference is that there's an empty tomb. That's why we celebrate the resurrection today. We celebrate the first fruits. We celebrate the Omar. Glory be to the Lord. And Jesus told the disciples to wait at Jerusalem, to go to Jerusalem, and wait for the promise of the Father, who will be endued with power from above. There will be witnesses of Jesus, both in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the outermost part of the world. They shall receive power. That word power in the Greek talks about Jesus' power, which is authority, and it's about dunamis power, which is power to do miracles. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And that Peter and Paul today, the other disciples went throughout the world preaching the gospel. What is the gospel? That's the question. If you read 1 Corinthians chapter 15 through 4, that's the gospel. That is the gospel, that Jesus Christ came, died, and was according to the scriptures. That Jesus Christ resurrected on the third day according to the scriptures. That's the gospel, friends. Why did he do that? So that you and I don't have to go through it. Because of Jesus in his death. So right now, people who are not saved are waiting for the wages for death. Sin. Sin is the wages. You get sin. Death for your sin. You have the death sent on you. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. So why not exchange death for eternal life in Christ Jesus? He took the price. He went to the cross for you and I so we could live and have eternal life. Glory be. So the second one is, what is the meaning of the two angels? What is the meaning of the two angels? The Bible talks a lot about the two angels. Glory, glory. Let's go on to number 3, and that's on verse 15. Let's go to verse 15. Jesus said unto her, to Mary, woman, I weep thou, whom seekst thou? She supposed him to be the God, said to him, sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. So the question is, why is Mary supposed to him, talking about Jesus, to be gardener? Why? Why did she was talking to the gardener? until he called her by name, Mary. Just like he called Adam by name, just like he called me by my name, Christ will call you by your name. You will know that God talked to you. God specifically calls you by name. He doesn't, if your name is John, he doesn't call you James. He calls you John. If you've seen The Chosen, episode number one, when she was a girl, her in Isaiah chapter 43, verse 1, her father taught her that when you have fear, you say the words of the Lord. Call you, I have ordained you, I have called you by name, you're mine, you are redeemed. And that's what God's promise is for you. You are redeemed. You are called by name. But Mary thought she was talking to God. Now, why was that? I'm going to go to Isaiah 4:3 and read that verse to you so you could see what it says. Okay, we'll go to 43, chapter 43, verse 1. It says, but now thus says the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. So we're in Isaiah 43:1, where it says Jacob, where it says Israel, replace that with your name, John. But now, thus says the Lord that created you, O John, and have formed you, O John. Fear not, I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. Glory. That's how God is. God will call you by your name. He knows you even in your mother, before your mother's womb. Knows you when you was formed in your mother's womb. He knows every hair in your body. He knows every bone in your body. He knows you because he created you. He created you in his image. He gave you his image. It's spiritual. God is spiritual. You're in a house, your body, but your body is not in heaven. It's your soul. You're going to receive a glorified body, a different type of body. But all that depends on you, my brother, my sister. It depends on you saying no to sin. The word tells us that if we give ourselves over to God, resist the devil, he will flee from us. Glory be to the Lord. Why? Why he would do that? Because he has no power over Jesus. In Jesus, there is power. In the blood of Jesus, there is power. You know that when the Israelites were in Egypt, the night that they were coming out of Egypt, they had to kill a lamb and put the blood on the post and then close the door. And when the death angel came, it passed over the house. That's why they celebrate Passover. It passed over the house and they were sick because of the blood. Now, let me just share one thing with you, my brothers and sisters. In the Bible, when you read about the blood of sin, but the lamb, the pure lamb, no sin. Yes, the lamb was a pure lamb. Jesus Christ was the Lamb of God, pure, clean. So the blood is the only one that could cleanse you from all your sins, all your iniquities. And he's willing to do it, but he would not violate your will. He does it because you ask him to. He, when you say, Jesus, please forgive me. Please wash me. He does so. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. He comes into your heart. You become a new creature. The Bible says, 2 Corinthians 5:17. But he that Christ Jesus is a new creature. Behold, all things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You're a new person. No one can finger at you and say, oh, remember this and that about you. You know? The Bible says in the gospel that when you read Jesus was on the cross, it says that he became a curse for us. So there isn't any curse that you're carrying, whether it's individual or family, when you have in your heart. He became a curse for you. So, you know, don't let nobody fool you. Don't let nobody trick you into believing that you're carrying a curse that has gone out centuries and generations of family curse. That, you know, some people, yes, because they don't know Jesus. What about those that know Jesus? When Jesus comes into your heart, you cannot have two entities in your spirit. You cannot have Christ and no other demon. Christ is there. He's in the throne of your house. Glory be to the Lord, God Almighty. We are the possession. We are the prized possession. Christ gave it all for you. He loves you. He loves you. And patience, why he has not come is because he loves us. And he's not going to end you perish, but that all will come to repentance, hallelujah, and to the knowledge of the truth. Glory be to the Lord, God Almighty. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All right, so we've got 17 minutes to go. Let's go on to the fourth one. Again, you call 516-418-5944. Press number one, speak to the host. I want to encourage you to invite your family, friends, and neighbors. Those also on the other side of the world, there's right now, you could leave a message in the chat room. I will read it and check it out and make sure that it's correct. So I send forth the prize. Those of you whoever calls in or goes to the chat room, leave your telephone number there as well if you can, and we'll get in contact with you. If you have the answers correctly, to mail the pamphlet to. Glory be to the Lord God Almighty. All right, so this is the fourth one now. The fourth one is the same verse, verse 15. Mary was talking to the gardener. But if you remember, when you're on the cross, they took all his clothes. You know, on TV, show you wearing something in his waist. But the Bible said they took all his clothes. So the question is, where did Jesus get his clothes? She thought she was speaking to the gardener. Where did Jesus get his clothes? So I've had another question. What does the clothes represent? But I held off on that a little bit. So where did Jesus get his clothes? Glory. That should be easy. Glory be, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. If nobody comes up with the answer to any of these questions, what's going to happen is I'll keep it in my folder. And as I come around and get to it, we'll have another session with the same questions. Glory be to the Lord. Nick, when we come back, we're going to be asking a specific question, and that is, who wrote the book of Hebrews? Glory be. Hallelujah. Who wrote the book of Hebrews? Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I praise you, Lord. I give you honor, give you all the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You're so good to me. God is good. God is good. Jesus. Jesus, Holy Ghost, Jesus, Holy Ghost, Jesus. Give you some time to think about it, my brothers and sisters. You could call 516-418-5944. Press number 1 to speak to the host. Glory be to the Lord. For those of you in Europe, in the other side of the world, you can leave me a message in the chat room. To the Lord, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where did Jesus get his clothes from? Hallelujah. Where did Jesus get his clothes? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We've read the Gospel of John, chapter 20, from verses 1 through 18. In verse 7, we ask the question, why the Father acted? In verse 12, we ask the question, what's the meaning of the two angels? In verse 15, why did she was talking to the God. And in verse 15 again, did Jesus get his clothes? We have 12 minutes to go, my brothers and sisters, for you to call in. Remember that gospel is for everyone. God loves everyone. They don't believe. Even those that hate Christianity, God loves them. He died on the cross for them as well. Therefore, you and I, my brothers and sisters, are commissioned to go to the whole world and preach the gospel, teach the gospel to all nations, the disciples. Glory to the Lord. Hallelujah. And if the world would just grasp the message of the gospel, the world wouldn't be in such chaos the way it is now. We knew that between verse 1 and 2, Genesis, there was chaos in the earth. But the Spirit of God hovered over the waters, and God brought forth in the earth. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He translated us from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light, the kingdom of his Son. So there is a battle going on with the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness. There is a kingdom of darkness. The enemy has brought forth a kingdom. That's the many that are for him, and we just want to understand that he loves us and he gave us a way to escape. Hallelujah. He says that his word is found in the Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God. Once you put it on, my brothers and sisters, you cannot take it off day and night. Put on the whole armor of God that you be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy, of the devil. For we wrestle not fighting flesh and blood. The physical, we see each other, brothers and sisters, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in the high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, and therefore having your loins girt about with truth. Now he's beginning to describe the armor of God. Your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplications in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mysteries of the gospel. Glory be, hallelujah. So that's what Paul was praying for, that he would have boldness to make known the mysteries of the gospel. And that mantle has been passed on through all of us, to make known the mystery of the gospel, and we need to hear with people, and people need to be sincere with the Lord, because you know, when you in the old times, I remember when my dad was in the army, they learned different kinds of codes, and they did that is because they didn't want the enemy to understand. Talking about speaking codes, and sure enough, you know, even in the Bible, when we read the Bible, and that's the military guy, they got it from the Bible. You see a lot of codes in the Word of God because of the unbelievers. Remember the parable of the sower. The sower went out. The sower is Jesus Christ. He went out to sow. What was he sowing? And he sowed the word of God was in four grounds. Those grounds represent the hearts of man. Some fell upon the wayside. That means those are the people that don't believe. They don't have anything. So what happens when the seed comes into them? You have a lot of seasonal people that come to the church, like today, they come on a Sunday. Because, you know, that's the way they believe they should be. And the devil is through that word. If you ask them later on, what did they preach about, what did they talk about, they can't remember. The seed of the word stolen by the devil. And you have people, then you have seed that falls upon the rocks. And begins to boom by because they don't have no death. Dies off. With that type of a heart of a person who has a rocky heart, they want to receive the word with joy and gladness, but you know they don't have the substance, they don't study, they don't continue, and that word was sown in him, their heart dies off. Then you got seed fall upon thorns and thistles, and you know the thorns grow up and choke weed. The weak, but that's the same thing with some of the listeners. You know, the word is planted, the word is sown, and but the cares of this world choke the very life that God has given to them. They worry about the things of the world, and then you guys that fall upon good ground. God tells us in the word through Isaiah the prophet. Break up your old ground. We break it up. That's what a farmer does. Breaks up his ground, and then he's able to sow the seed. And after a while, that seed will give plenty, 60, 100 fold. For the same thing with us, brothers and sisters. That's why we plant the seed. We plant the word of God. So people may choose to be a good soil, to do the because the time is at hand. The time of his return is close and nearby. And we have to be ready. Just get ready. You have to be ready because his imminent return could be happening a second now. It happened before the end of this program. It could happen before you go to bed tonight. It could happen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. We have 2 minutes to go, and we just suggested to people to think about everything that has been spoken of today. Why the folded napkin? What is the meaning of the two angels? Why did Mary think she was talking to God? Where did Jesus get clothes? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those are the four mysteries that we give today. I mean, the verses, the Gospel of John chapter 20, 1 through 18, and you can look them up. Concordance, look them up. Go into the history books. Josephus, go to Athens book and look it up. Get the answers to these questions. What's going to save you is having faith and believing in Jesus Christ. Having answers to these questions ain't going to save you. But it's a good thing to know. It's a good thing to know. So you will have an answer to those that ask you of the joy within you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We give you all the peace. We give you all the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We have less than a minute to go. And don't forget, 516-418-5944. You could go to the archives and hear the message again. If you have answers, you can leave a message in the chat. Glory. You can contact the pastor directly, 772-626-3178. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And until the Lord, on today, 6 p.m., where we have prayer service, may the Lord richly bless you. Amen. Glory, glory, glory.